This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The UN envoy to Syria has urged Turkey and Russia to meet and find a way to avert an all-out assault on Syria's northwest Idlib province, the last major rebel stronghold in the country.
We all continue to wish, to ask, to hope, to avoid the battle for Idlib. That remains our firm point.
Speaking Tuesday in Geneva, Stefan de Mistura said he's heard that an escalated assault may commence on or about September 10, and expressed renewed concern about the civilians affected.
Inside Idlib area, there are 2.9 million people. I repeat it because it's an enormous figure. Now, out of them, 1 million children. Okay? These are not terrorists, 1 million children. Not even the 2.9 million people.
The UN Security Council is to take up the matter Friday. Meanwhile, Russian and Syrian warplanes bombarded areas in western Idlib Tuesday.
Bugün Cisr Şugur'da,
the head of the Turkish Red Crescent, Kerem Kinik, said more than 20 airstrikes were carried out. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 9 people were killed. The U.S. repeated its warning Tuesday it will respond swiftly and appropriately if chemical weapons are used. Meanwhile, Assyrian state media said Israeli warplanes struck targets in the country. A senior Israeli official acknowledging his country has carried out hundreds of such attacks, targeting mostly Iranian facilities inside Syria in the last 2 years. In Libya, a ceasefire has been signed among armed factions after more than a week of fighting in and around Tripoli. Elizabeth Rossell is with the UN Human Rights Council.
The parties to the conflict have been firing indiscriminately and using weapons with wide area effects, including rockets, tank shells, and artillery in densely populated residential areas.
Dozens have been killed or wounded, and the city's only functioning airport closed. This is VOA News. At least 5 people killed Tuesday in a second night of clashes between protesters and security forces in the southern Iraqi city of Basra, a Shia stronghold. Hundreds gathered in local government buildings. Some hurled petrol bombs and stones at security forces and attempted to block roads. They're angry over persistent electrical and water shortages, a lack of jobs, and corruption. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced Tuesday President Donald Trump will chair a Security Council meeting later this month on Iran.
He is calling the meeting to address Iran's violations of international law and the general instability Iran sows throughout the entire Middle East region.
The U.S., which pulled out of Iran nuclear agreement in May, holds the council presidency. The session scheduled September 26, the day after Iran's President Hassan Rouhani addresses the General Assembly. Britain's opposition Labour Party has attempted to end a controversy by formally adopting an internationally accepted definition of anti-Semitism. Rebecca Long-Bailey is a Labour MP.
It was critical today that we reassured the Jewish community and were in complete solidarity with the concerns that they'd raised over the last few months.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, longtime Palestinian rights advocate, has been attacked for not embracing the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition. The row has divided Labour as it engages in Britain's preeminent issue, Brexit, from the European Union. South Korean diplomats are in North Korea to prepare the time and agenda for this month's anticipated third Korean summit between the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, and South Korean President Moon Jae-in in Pyongyang. President Donald Trump, in a Tuesday phone call, expressed to Mr. Moon his hopes for success. The president is to meet his South Korean counterpart later this month on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. A powerful typhoon that has lashed Japan, leaving at least 10 dead, thousands stranded at Kansai Airport in the country's south-central region. Jebi being described as the most powerful storm to hit the Japanese home islands in 25 years. According to the group Elephants Without Borders, poachers have killed dozens of elephants in Botswana and removed their tusks. The discovery made in the course of the last several weeks during an aerial survey, many shot with heavy-caliber rifles near watering holes in Botswana's Okavango Delta. U.S. stocks were treated Tuesday in the first session since the three-day Labor Day holiday weekend, with investors expressing concern over trade tensions. Talks between the U.S. and Canada over a revised free trade agreement resumed Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones slipping 12 points to 25,952. Meanwhile, e-commerce giant Amazon flirted with $1 trillion in market value after tech giant Apple reached that milestone earlier this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.